So many of us have abandoned our New Year's resolutions by now. So how can we better frame our intentions, goals and vision for the year ahead? Hindmarsh Island life coach and podcaster Elle Crawford Marsden is speaking at a Women in Business Network lunch at the Middleton Tavern on Tuesday, the 23rd of Feb. She joins me now for a chat. Hi, Elle.
Hey, Jenny. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Really well, thank you. Now, why is it that we are so bad at New Year's resolutions?
Well, we all start off with really good intentions with a New Year's resolution, and it is a good time to build new habits. But if our new goals or our desires or our dreams are not in line with our values, then they're going to be really short-lived. In fact, normally by the 18th of January.
Oh, really? Is that the cut-off date? Is it when people start giving up and going back to booze and not going for walks and things like that?
Yeah, that's sort of like what research says. It's it lasts about 3 weeks and then, life gets busy and, those January catch-ups with friends are too hard to turn down.
Right. So when you talk about values, do you mean you sort of need to almost encapsulate a new value system in order to actually make that part of your life and make those big changes?
Yes. Your values sit in your subconscious mind. So just to give you a bit of background, your mind is separated in your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is your thinking mind, where we process information through our five senses, which are your sight, hearing, smell, taste, feel. And then our subconscious mind is where our values, beliefs, our habits, our conditioning, all of those sit in our subconscious mind, and they have been sort of stored there over our entire life. And then our behaviours or our actions in our life actually are a reflection of what is in our subconscious mind, which is 95% of our mind. So it's very, very powerful. So if we have a conscious thought about a goal that we really want to achieve, but our subconscious mind is completely incongruent with that, then they're just not going to be able to achieve them.
Ah, so what should we do? What's a better way to go if we want to be healthier?
Well, aligning your goals with your values. So maybe having a look at what your values are. What happens is we sort of give the most effort, energy, spend the most money on our top five values. They could be like family, health and fitness, your career, relationships, those type of things that are really big things that matter a lot, and you have a lot of emotion engaged and connected to those values. But you can actually change the values by changing what is in your subconscious mind, which is a process, and it does take work, and it does take maybe some help or guidance from someone who's professional. But it can very well be done. And it's just about knowing what your values are and then aligning your goals with them, rather than, just actually choosing a goal out of the ether and then trying to achieve that. So there's lots of things you can do.
Elle Crawford Marsden is with me. She's a mind and life coach and podcaster. Okay, so how can we better do this? So we're starting to think about our values. Do you think things like writing in a journal, writing down things that happen in our daily lives or goals and aspirations that we have, can that help? And do you have any other tips for starting to solidify those concepts and what values we have?
Yeah, absolutely, Jenny. They can definitely help. Because what we're trying to do is rewrite what is in our subconscious mind, so that when we behave, we reflect of what we really want, not what has been conditioned in us, for however long we've been on the planet. So journaling is a really great way of doing that. And you can actually journal to sort of purge thoughts. There's lots of different ways. You can journal to purge thoughts. I call it a thought purge, where you just sort of like free write and get all that rubbish that is sort of floating around in your mind out. You can journal for future, for ideas and for, creativity, the things that just float in that you really want to sort of give some energy to, and journal around that, and just let your subconscious mind actually do the writing, not your conscious mind. So just let anything come out, as bizarre as it sounds. Or you can do something that's really quite structured, which is I do as well. It's called Pray Rain Journaling. It comes from the American Indians. It's been around for ages in their culture. And it talks about actually journaling as if the goal has already been achieved. So every day you write to yourself as if you've already achieved the goal. And what that is doing is imprinting that information into your subconscious mind. Because the fantastic thing about the subconscious mind is that it's not time-based. It has no ability to know what is right or wrong or true or false. So it just accepts what you put in there. So you can write to yourself as if it's already been achieved, and that starts to rewrite what is in your subconscious mind.
And what about holding yourself to more account by telling others what your values are? Does that help?
I think it does, absolutely, providing you trust the other people. There's one other concept that you can do, which is when you speak your vision. So I do that as well. And so I speak my vision every day, and a lot of it is revolved around gratitude, because the more grateful you are, the more you actually attract into your life. And you can share that with someone else to keep you accountable. So if you do a voice recording about your vision, and then you can actually, you know, have a vision buddy and share that voice recording with them, and that keeps you accountable, and it keeps the other person accountable too.
Oh, great. I imagine you'll be talking about this and much more at the Women in Business networking event, which is coming up on the 23rd of February at the Middleton Tavern, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to be going over how women can create their visions and how they can really attract the things into their life that they want.
Fantastic. Eventbrite is where tickets are sold for that one. It's under events, or type in Women in Business. You can find them on Facebook as well. And we can also hear all sorts of concepts and ideas on your podcast, right?
Absolutely. I'm just starting season two of my podcast. So I released a weekly episode every week last year. I also do a lot on Instagram and on Facebook. I have a business page on Facebook, so I do sort of pretty much daily content on there, just sharing my knowledge and sharing tips so that my audience can actually help themselves in their life, especially around values. It's really important. It's really just the absolute centre and foundation of how our life pans out on the outside.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time today, Elle Crawford Marsden.
Thank you, Jenny. Thanks for having me.